Track 11, Flipping Awesome. November is the start of the grey seal pupping season, and Norfolk is one of the best places in the country to catch a glimpse of these charismatic creatures.
Flipping Awesome. With their big, soulful eyes and fluffy white fur coats, grey seal pups really have the R factor. Almost half of the world's population of grey seals lives around the British coast, and Norfolk is an important breeding area for these charismatic creatures. Blakeney Point is home to England's largest grey seal colony. Around 4,000 seal pups are born each year, and it was featured in an episode of Sir David Attenborough's recent TV series Wild Isles. Further east, the flat beaches, shallow waters and high dunes around Horsey and Winterton also offer an ideal location for the females to give birth. That colony is growing in size, with a record number just shy of 4,000 pups spotted on the 5-mile stretch between Waxham and Winterton during the 22-23 breeding season. The number was almost double the 2019-20 figure, when the total pup count was 2,069. The mothers, known as cows, nurse the pups on the shore for around 21 days, after which they leave them to fend for themselves. The pups stay on the beach for another 3 weeks, living off the fat reserves they've built up, during which time they shed their distinctive white fur and grow their adult coat. Then they head off into the North Sea to learn how to fish. Grey seal breeding season is from November to February, and there are regular boat trips from Mawston Quay to see the seals at Blakeney Point. And the accessibility of Horsey and Winterton make them an increasingly popular draw for visitors. Seeing the awesome spectacle of hundreds of seals on the beach has become a real tradition for many, especially at Christmas and New Year. The charity Friends of Horsey Seals ensures that it's a safe experience for the seals and wildlife watchers. But it's not just a winter spectacle. In the summer months, from June to August, common seals and their pups populate Blakeney Point and the sandbanks of Hunstanton. Common seals have shorter noses compared with the longer, flat noses of the adult grey seals, and the pups are born with brown coats. Whilst grey seals can reach a whopping 2.5 metres in length, and males can weigh as much as 300 kilograms, common seals are smaller, reaching 1.6 metres in length and up to 100 kilograms in weight. They can be found in some unexpected locations. In January, a grey seal pup was spotted outside a kebab shop in Hemsby after taking a wrong turn from the dunes. It also paid a visit to a local amusement arcade before being rescued and stretchered back to the beach. Friends of Horsey Seals came into being in 2012 when funding for a Natural England and Broads Authority project to protect the Atlantic grey seals, which had started to give birth on Horsey Beach, came to an end. Early helpers, including Peter Ansell and Albert Ward, felt strongly that the work should continue, and local volunteers were recruited to ask visitors to keep their distance during the breeding season. The seal colony has been growing every year. It now extends from Waxham to Winterton and has become a major tourist attraction. The trained wardens make sure that the seals are kept safe and create a positive experience for the visitors. Friends of Horsey Seals also has a seal rescue team. Trained by the RSPCA, it operates 7 days a week to rescue injured and distressed seals. If you're planning a trip to see the seals at Horsey and Winterton, here are some essential do's and don'ts. Do stay off the beach during the 12-week breeding season from November to February. Visitors are asked to stay off the beach and keep to the paths and roped-off viewing areas. And this is to keep visitors and seals safe and to avoid unnecessary erosion on the dunes. There will be seal wardens on hand to advise on the best viewing points. Keep your distance. Seals may look cute, but they are territorial and feisty. Make sure that you're always at least 10 metres away from them. Never get too close or walk between a cow, the female seal, and the pup. Seals are likely to desert their pups if you disturb them, leaving them to starve to death. So never attempt to stroke a pup or to feed a seal. Keep your dog on a short lead. Seals will see dogs as predators, so no matter how well trained your dog is, it must be kept on a short lead. Females are very protective of their pups and will bite if a dog gets too close. And seal bites can cause nasty infections, so if your dog is bitten, it will need to see a vet immediately. Be mindful that seals sometimes go up into the dunes as well as onto the beach during pupping season, and you may come upon a seal unexpectedly, which is another reason that dogs should not be let off the lead. If you find a lone seal, you may often spot pups which appear to be on their own. In the 3 weeks after they're born, their mothers might leave them for a short while to swim out and hunt for food. The cows leave their pups after about 21 days, and then in the following 3 weeks, the pups will stay on the beach on their own while they molt their white fur, living off their fat reserves. So unless a seal appears injured or distressed, you should leave it alone. If you're worried about their condition, advise a seal warden. And finally, take your rubbish home with you. It goes without saying that you should never leave litter behind. It is hazardous to the local wildlife.